This is a CKTZ News Update. The BC Real Estate Association's most recent report has inventory at an all-time low to begin 2022. Active listings are the lowest on record, and that's playing out on rural Cortez Island. Local resident realtor Martha Abelson says not only is inventory low, but prices have increased dramatically in recent years. She believes the pandemic is influencing the market, but a notable trend was already underway beforehand, mainly affecting lower income earners.
I mean, we have unusual circumstances in the last 2 years. I can say maybe people are tending to stay put and hold on to the properties and not sell them unless they really want to or need to. I think it's due to the fact that anything sells. We have no single-family dwellings under 1.2 million right now. And I've been looking at these statistics over the years, and one factor that I've been noting is that the lack of single-family dwellings under $500,000. In 2021, there were 13 sales. None of them were single-family dwellings under 500,000K. In 2020, there was only one single family dwelling under sale of a single family dwelling under 500K. In 2019, there were only two single family dwellings under 500,000. In 2018, there were 17 sales, 205K to 1.4 million, and there were 10 sales of single family dwellings below 500,000. So basically the transition year 2019, so the last 3 years, we've had basically none homes under 500,000. There were 29 sales in 2017, and there were 21 single family dwellings. Total 18 were sold under 500,000. And in the year 2018, all of a sudden, lower priced properties that had been on the market for several years, some of them 10, people just bought anything. They just got in. And so we had all of those lower priced things sold. Then we had a lack of inventory, and then the prices began to rise. So that now what we have, instead of good solid houses that would be $350,000 to $450,000, they're up 40%. They're up over $600,000 or $700,000 and some more. So the new $450,000 is $700,000.
Abelson says the demographic of home buyers is wide ranging, from retirees to urbanites choosing a different lifestyle. She adds that some young people are able to find a way to purchase rural homes.
It's amazing how some young people now have been very resourceful. The lucky ones have family that can assist them in a purchase. Some young people have found a way to buy land together with other friends. So there's been a lot of creativity in finding a spot. But generally, there's still a variety, but we just don't have any raw land or lower priced property for people with limited means, even if they are working and can afford a mortgage. It's very difficult.
And with more people not having to go to an office to work, home buyers are coming from near and far.
I sold a property to a Torontonian just in December. Found that she could work from home, and in home it didn't have to be in Toronto.
Meantime, the BC Assessment Authority has recently issued annual assessments for property owners. The value of rural properties has increased dramatically. On Cortez Island, the average increase is a whopping 40%. Abelson cautions property owners not to jump to conclusions.
My observation in seeing this 40% average increase is that it's overdue. I mean, with the market now, you know, it's overdue. 3 years, it's a catch-up adjustment. If your assessment is lower than the average change, which for us is 40%, if it's lower, taxes would likely decrease. If your assessment is at 40%, taxes would likely remain the same. And if your change in tax is greater than 40%, taxes would likely increase. This assumes that there are no change in the budgetary requirements of your taxing authority and or other taxing agencies. Now, as Area B SRB, we are in the situation that we will not know the tax rate until March 31st. I feel quite optimistic that it won't be dramatic. It's some of the changes that have been incorporated into the five-year plan, 2021 to 2025, have already been projected, and it looks like we're not going to have an unusual increase. We may have a very small, normal increase. We may not in terms of the budget. But so I feel like we're not really, the people that are, should not really be concerned until we have actually the figures for the rate.
Abelson believes the number of properties on the market will increase post-pandemic, and that opportunities to increase density on rural properties may come into play to help increase inventory.
In the near future, or sometime in the future, we have a zoning bylaw review that's been sort of tabled for quite a while for various reasons, and it may be that we need to take a look at some zoning issues. I mean, it may be, this may be due to COVID. People are sitting still and, you know, holding on to their properties. However, we'll have to see how it unfolds this year. But I think it does give us all cause to look at the situation and see what changes can happen.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.